This weekend, the number of people who've died on the roads during 2014 surpassed the number who died during all of 2013. With us is Moya Murdoch, Chief Executive of the Road Safety Authority. We had seen several years of improvement, and now over the past couple of years, that has changed. Do you know why?
First of all, Rachel, let me just offer my sympathies to the families of the two most recent fatalities. As you've mentioned, another bad weekend for vulnerable road users with a 55-year-old motorcyclist and a 15-year-old passenger in a car, both losing their lives. Yes, as you point out, it's been very worrying for road safety this year. 2014 sees a continuation of the increase in the number of fatalities on the back of 2013 after 7 years of a decline. This follows 7 years of improvements in both all categories of road users, in particular drivers. What's very interesting this year is actually the number of drivers who have lost their lives is actually down on 2012, our best year ever for road fatalities. It was 77 so far this year compared to 78 in 2012. So what is of particular concern is that while the driver deaths are down, driver behaviour towards other road users has not improved. We see an increase in all areas of the vulnerable road users.
So pedestrians, people on bicycles and the like.
Motorcyclists, yes, where we would class them as our more vulnerable road users. They have all increased. We have seen 240% increase in the number of cyclists, a significant increase in the number of pedestrians as well. So it is of an area. We have seen a slight improvement in motorcyclists, but not enough to give comfort.
Could this be partly explained by the fact that there are many more cyclists on the road than there were a few years ago?
Absolutely. Cycling has become much more popular. But I think there's a number of observations that we probably can make at this point. We have had two fine summers of good weather, good months of June, July, August.
More people out walking the highways and byways.
Being healthy, cycling, young children out playing in parks and in estates. And what is of concern is that the increase in that activity has led to a decrease in driver observations, and really they have been the victims of some careless driving and poor driver behaviour.
Talking about driver behaviour and careless driving, you're particularly worried about the use of smartphones. You say smartphones are the new drink driving.
Yes, it would appear that definitely our figures from observational studies show an increase in the number of people admitting to using mobile phones and the number of detections that we are getting from the guards in terms of intercepts for people using mobile phones. That's up 16% this year. Benchmarking ourselves against other jurisdictions, we see in the States that could be up as high as 20%, where there's probably more mobile phone use and smartphone usage. So it is a very worrying trend and something that we need to tackle now before it becomes an epidemic. So that is something that both ourselves in the Road Safety Authority and the guards are concentrating on. Like drink driving, the role of the Road Safety Authority is to change attitudes and behaviour. And we've seen that happen in terms of drink driving. So we need to see the same sea change in the attitude towards using a mobile phone while driving.
Moya Murdoch, thank you for joining us on the programme.